Well, that is one of the real strong keys is forcing turnovers and getting the ball back to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a turnover on defense, it gives you, you know, a higher percentage to win the game. So, you know, again, with us not having as many turnovers, you know, the percentages of winning the game go down. So, again, we just have to continue to get after the ball and try and create those turnovers because we were capable of doing it. We've done it in the past.
Do you feel any extra pressure? You and Chandler are sort of, you know, a lot of guys have gone down, a lot of guys banged up. Mm-hmm. It seems like you guys are healthy and you guys can have such a dramatic effect as ends. Do you feel extra pressure like you guys need to?
No, I mean, me and Chandler, you know, every week we prepare hard and, you know, we know that we're a key to, you know, having success on defense and we both need to play well. And, you know, I think, again, that's just part of playing the game. You know, you have responsibilities, you got to do your job and you got to make plays. So, you know, it's just a challenge for both of us to go out there and do our jobs, play well, play at a high level, because, you know, it's expected.
Are you happy with the overall pressure this defense has been able to bring this season? Maybe not just you yourself, but as a team?
No, I mean, I think that we've done a good job at times of bringing pressure, but, you know, as well, other times, there's been times that we haven't had the pressure that we needed to get on the quarterback. But there's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just, you know, lining guys up and getting after the quarterback. You know, everything works together. You know, I've said it before, you know, pressure, coverage, pressure, that all works together. You know, certain blitzing situations, everything's got to, you know, marry up together nicely. You got to have the coverage with, you know, the pressure, and, you know, it's just the way it goes in defense. So, you know, again, it's continuing to, you know, work and get after during the week, understanding concepts and everyone being on the same page. So when you are running certain things, you know, it's seamless.
The Ravens are a team that have given up a lot of sacks.
Mm-hmm.
You look at their film, is that, you know, guys winning one-on-one battles? Have teams schemed to get that?
Well, it's a little bit everything. Because, you know, if you cover the guys, you know, the quarterback's got to hold the ball, and then you have a little bit more chance to get to the quarterback. And, you know, again, they've had some moving parts up front. They kind of settled down recently, last few weeks. They haven't had much change there. So, again, it's, you know, us just looking at the concepts that they do offensively, knowing that there's a chance for us to get there just because, you know, they like to throw those deep balls and, you know, just winning your one-on-one matchup. So whoever's got the one-on-one, they got to win.
It's kind of rare that a kicker can inadvertently put a lot of pressure on a defense. You guys have that with Steven Gostkowski. Talk about just their kicker. Justin, he can kick it from anywhere just in time.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's had a great season so far. You know, he's a young guy in the NFL. He's done a great job since he's got into the NFL. And, you know, again, I think, you know, having two kickers like that, you know that, you know, that spot on the field where they can kick a field goal is, you know, it's farther out than most teams. So, again, you're conscious of, you know, where he needs to be to kick a field goal.
How much does their offense change with Dennis Pitta back on the field?
Well, I mean, he's been out there a couple games now, and I'm sure that they're going to continue to work him in more and more as he gets comfortable. It's not easy to come in after having no training camp and having an injury and rehabbing and then just getting thrown into the fire like that. So, you know, I expect them to, you know, have him working in a little bit more than he has the last couple weeks. And, you know, it's another guy that you have to be aware of because he's a, you know, he was a big target for him last year, and I'm sure, you know, Flacco is going to obviously know where he's at on the field this coming Sunday.
Well, Ray Rice hasn't been outstanding, especially recently, but I assume you're still pretty worried about his production.
No, I mean, you got to respect everything that he's done on the football field. You know, he's a great running back, and he's done great things. So, again, you know, with things that have happened this year, you know, you still know that he's a good running back, and he, you know, they're going to go out there and they're going to play hard, and, you know, he's going to play hard. So, you know, we got to play hard.